If you'll turn with me to Daniel chapter 3 this morning, looking in verse 19. Daniel chapter 3, verse 19 this morning. If I could title my message this morning, it would be "An Almighty God This Morning." An Almighty God This Morning. Daniel chapter 3, verse 19. If you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. An Almighty God This Morning. I want to look here and Daniel chapter 3, what will the Lord do? Let's look here. Daniel chapter 3, verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wanted to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and in their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in verse 24, the king was astoned and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, "Did we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" And they answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." 25, he answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." In verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. Father, I thank you this morning that I'm able to stand behind this sacred desk this morning, God. But Father God, I pray you sit me down and I stand you up, Father God. I pray this morning they hear not my voice, but they hear you high and lifted up this morning, Father. I pray this morning, Father God, that we can see what you can do in this place, that we can see what you can do in our lives this morning, God. Open up our eyes, open up our hearts, and Father, that we can feel you and see you this morning and hear from you, Lord God. I pray this morning, Father God, if somebody's wandered in, Father God, just wondering what you can do this morning, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, they're lost, Father God. I pray that they come this morning, Father, to seek you, Father, to find you, to be saved this morning. If one's wayward in this place this morning, just got out of the will of God, I pray that they come this morning, Father God, they get it right with you, Father God. I pray, Lord, that when the lights is turned off and the doors are locked and they're closed, that it's recorded in heaven that your will has been done in this place. Father, I love you, and Father God, I thank you. I pray you bless this hour. Bless the reading of this word. In your name I ask, in your name I pray, and all God's people said. You may be seated this morning. I want to see right here what the Lord will do. I just want to take a brief few moments this morning and look what the Lord will do through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego this morning. I see that we have an Almighty God this morning. You know, and as I wrote this message out, and I didn't know that Brother Rusty would come in this morning and asking a prayer over his dad, but I see that question hit me, what will the Lord do? And I tell you in this place this morning, what the Lord will do this morning, I see that he will deliver, or the first thing he'll do this morning is the Lord will defend this morning. He will defend this morning. You say, what will he defend from? You look in verse 19, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fear, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it wasn't wanted to be heated. I see that this morning he'll defend you from the fire this morning. I see that this morning that if you're walking the path, I see that this morning if you're headed to a path and you're on a journey, you don't know Jesus Christ this morning, he can defend you from the fire this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ, all you've got to do this morning is call up on him, ask him into your life, and you'll be saved this morning. He'll defend you from the fire this morning. That fire is what's in hell. That fire is what's blazing in your life. That fire is the path that you're headed to on this morning. If you're walking that road this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ, that fire this morning, I see that that's the path we're headed to, and he can defend you in it this morning. I see that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got through into the fire this morning. I see that when he said in 25, he answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." It said there in 25, he said, there was four men in the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of man looked like the Son of God. The fourth man in was the Son of God. I see that even though before those men were threw in the fire, that the guards that had bound them up, the ones that tied them up this morning, I seen that they died. They died when they got close to that fire. I seen they died when they got close to that fire. It said in verse 22, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hey, this morning, that may be you in your life this morning. There's a fire in your life. There's a fire that you're headed toward that you need to defend it from this morning, that you need Jesus Christ to pull you out of. And there may be things around you blazing, and that the things that are cast into it are burning up. The things around you are going, hey, the things around you are being overtaken. I see that you may need defended from that fire this morning. As Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, as they was in this place and they had come and they didn't bow down to that idol that Nebuchadnezzar had. They didn't give in. They didn't fold in. They didn't give in to this old world. They decided that they had followed Jesus. They decided they wouldn't kneel down. They didn't decide they'd kneel down to the idols of this world, to the idols that the worldly desires. They said, no, they're going to stand, and they're going to stand for Jesus Christ. And he defended them this morning. If you'll stand up for Jesus Christ this morning, he will defend you this morning. But you got to stand. You got to defend Jesus Christ. There's a world out there this morning that they're trying to overtake you. They're trying to pull us in. They don't want us defending Jesus. They want us to defend Satan. They want us to take up for Satan. They want us to fall into Satan's traps, Satan's snares. They want us to give into the world. But if we'll defend Jesus, he'll defend us this morning. I see that he'll defend us this morning. As he defended Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego this morning, I see not only will the Lord will defend them, I see that this morning that the Lord will direct this morning. He'll direct your path this morning. I see that the Lord will direct your path this morning. This morning, do you know Jesus? He'll direct your path this morning. What path are you headed on this morning? The path that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came here and they didn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar and his idol. And they got to this point here in their life, and the path that they had to go to next, they'd done been told that if you didn't bow down, you was going to be thrown into the fire. Hey, they'd been told if you don't give up, if you don't do what we ask you to do, you're just going to be cast in. But the Lord said, guess what? You just stand for me and I'll direct your path. I'll get in that fire with you. I'll direct you through it. Hey, I'll stand beside you. When the world's caving in on you, I'll step in with you. I'll jump in right in there with you, and I'll protect you from whatever thing comes your way. Whatever happens, I'll stand there with you, and I'll go with you. I'll direct your path this morning, the path that you're on, the path that you're walking today. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know that Jesus is beside you? Do you have him there with you as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did? Is he directing your path this morning? Are you on your path this morning all alone? Are you walking a road that you don't know where it ends or where it goes or where you're being taken to? Are you walking a path this morning that ain't of God this morning? What path are you going down this morning? It said the Lord will direct your path this morning. He said, when they threw them in, he said these men were bound in verse 21 in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. He said they were cast in and he directed their path. He said, 24, he said, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was a stone. He rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? He said, didn't we only just cast three? Didn't we only cast three in? And they said, yes, we did. They answered, he said, true, O king. And he said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. Jesus will walk your path with you. If you're following Jesus Christ, he'll walk your path with you. Hey, if you don't know the path that you have in your life or where you're supposed to be going, get in touch with Almighty God. Pray to him and ask him where your path is in your life that you need to be following. Ask him the path that you need to be taking. Ask him where you're going and allow him to direct you and to show you which way you need to go in life. I see that the Lord will direct your path this morning. I tell you this morning, not only did I see that he'd direct their path, but I see this morning the Lord, he'll direct your career and choices. He'll direct you, hey, if you're in a place this morning and you're battling jobs, you're battling a situation in your life and your career, wherever you go, your choices of your life, if you're throwing them up in the air right now, you don't know what God wants for you this morning, I say that he'll direct that place for you. He'll direct where you need to go. Hey, I know that if you jump in somewhere that God ain't wanted you, that God didn't put you there for a reason, and you just jumped in because it seemed good, it seemed satisfying, and it was a place that you just wanted to go. I know for too long there too long, you won't be satisfied anymore. You won't be satisfied in the environment you're in. You won't be content where you're at. You'll be down. You'll be displeased. You'll be just wanting to give up, ready to quit. And everybody around you will be sorry. Your family won't be happy because you got a bad attitude. I tell you, the Lord will direct your path this morning. He'll direct your career, your choices, your career choices, whatever you will allow Him to. But also this morning I see not only will direct your path, your career, your choices, but He'll also direct your finances this morning. He'll direct your finances this morning, church. Friend, I tell you, if you give your finances over to Jesus, if you where you're supposed to be at with Jesus Christ with your finances, He'll direct them. He'll direct your finances this morning. You say, oh, here we go. This man going to talk about tithing. It's good to tithe, but we won't get on that rabbit. It's good to tithe, but allow God to direct your finances this morning. You want things to be prosperous in your home, around you, let God have over your finances. Give Him your finances this morning. You want some money in your pocket, let God have your finances this morning. He'll bless you with it. The Lord will direct. He'll defend this morning. I see this not only that He'll defend and He'll direct our paths this morning, but the Lord will deliver you this morning. I see that He'll deliver you this morning. Look with me here in the Scripture. The Lord will deliver you from evil. I looked here in verse 24. It says, in 26, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. The Lord will deliver you this morning. Hey, three men that should have not been able to even get thrown in should have died right there before they was ever tossed in. Three men that should have been dead before they was ever tossed in walked out on the other side. Three men that came into a place that they was like, well, if I get thrown in here and I die, hey, I know who my Savior is. They got to a point, though, that they was released on the other side. They walked all the way through a furnace that burned up the guards, that burned up the men that threw them in. They walked all the way through this morning. They walked all the way through. They were delivered from the evil this morning. They were delivered. Look with me in verse 16 and 17. They sat here, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer this matter, thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. And we seen there in verse 26 that when they got to the other side, that they was delivered from the evil of Nebuchadnezzar. They was delivered on the other end from the evil this morning. If you'll put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ this morning, He will deliver you from the evil that Satan has thrown your way and that he's going to throw your way. He will deliver you this morning. He'll deliver you from the evil that Satan's got waiting on you this morning. You just got to have that faith and trust in Jesus Christ this morning. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did this morning. I see that the Lord will deliver you from the evil, but I also see that He'll deliver you from the oppression this morning. The oppression, the things that were meant for bad for you, the things that are meant bad for you. He'll deliver you from that this morning. He'll deliver you from the things that Satan's meant bad for you. Jesus will turn it for good. He'll take the things that Satan's got bad, meant bad for you. He'll turn it around and He'll use it for the good. He'll use it to better you this morning. I see that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they came out on the other side, I know that they had to be thinking in the midst of that fire when they knew that they wasn't alone. I knew they had to be thinking what Satan, what Nebuchadnezzar, what Satan had meant for evil. Jesus meant for good. They got their faith built. They got their walk built stronger with Jesus Christ. They was able to know that, hey, they served the risen Savior that stood through them when they shouldn't have never made it through. They had Jesus Christ on their side. What Satan meant for evil, Jesus meant for good. Hey, it told me there in the Bible that they didn't even smell like smoke. They didn't even smell like smoke. They didn't even have a burnt hair on them. It told me this thing. They told me that they didn't even smell like the smoke. As I sat around last night, we got over at Brother JD's house, and we sat around a bonfire there, a little fire he had built. And I got back home, and I picked up Adeline, and I said, man, you smell like smoke. You smell like smoke. And that's the way Satan is in our life. Satan wants us to get around that fire and smell like the world. He wants us to get around the evil and smell like the world. He wants us to get around the desires of this world, and he wants us to stink. He wants other people to know that we've been in the world. He wants people to know that we've been fooling around with the worldly things. He wants our life to stink. He wants other people to see, to come around us and say, man, your life stinks. You look rough, you stink. That's what Satan wants in our life. But Jesus said they got to a place, they got in a fire, they didn't even have a burnt hair, they didn't even smell like the smoke that they had just got into. They didn't even smell like the smoke that they just walked through. Didn't even smell like the fire. I see that he'll deliver you what Satan meant for evil. He'll use it for good. But I also see the Lord will deliver you from your sin this morning. The Lord will deliver you from your sin this morning. What are you battling in your life right now? What sin are you having an issue with this morning? What sin do you have piled up in your life this morning that you can't let go of, that you won't give all the way over to God? What is it this morning? What is it that you're facing this morning? I see that if we'll just give it to Jesus, he'll deliver it from us. He'll deliver it from us. He'll cast it out as far as the east is from the west out of our life. He'll cast that sin away from us out as far as the east is from the west. You say, well, why do I still battle sin? Why do I still have an issue with my sin? One, probably because you've never given it all the way to Jesus Christ. But two, Satan likes to put that in your memory. Hey, Jesus may have forgot about it, but there's one person that he's going to use it against you, and that's Satan. He's going to use your sin that you have an issue with. He's going to use it against you, and he's going to try to bring it back up. He wants you to mess up. He wants you to remember it. But I'm thankful I serve a Savior that'll cast it as far as the east is from the west, that he'll take it out of my life. He'll take it away from me. I'm thankful that when I stand on judgment day that I ain't got an answer to Satan, but I'll answer to Jesus Christ. I see that the Lord will deliver this morning. He'll direct, and the Lord will defend. One more thing, I see what the Lord will do in your life this morning. I see that the Lord will display this morning. He'll display his glory in your life and this morning. Look with me in verse 27. Look with me in verse 27. We got to a place that they had been delivered. They had been defended. They had been directed. We see that this in their life, but I see that the Lord will display his glory and his power this morning. Look with me in verse 27. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the kings and counselors began being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, if I'd make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. I see that they got to a place that when after they was delivered, after they was defended by Jesus, after they had been directed through the fire, I see that Jesus used this platform to display his power and his glory in their life. I see that there was people, it said the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the kings, and the counselors, they gathered together and they saw all these things. They saw the power and the glory of Jesus Christ on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But that wasn't the only place they saw it. It was also when they saw the fourth man appear, when they only seen three men thrown in. They saw a fourth man there. I see that God uses that as opportunity to step into your life and to show others around you how he displays his glory and his power in his life. You just got to allow God to work in you, to move through you, to display what he'll do in your life. You got to allow him to display his glory and his power through you this morning. Don't hold him back. Don't bundle him up. Don't bottle him up and put him just somewhere that nobody can see him. Allow him to display through you this morning. Allow Jesus Christ to work in you so other folks around you can see him. Allow him to direct you. Allow him to defend you. Allow him to guide you where you're supposed to go in life, that others around you that can see Jesus Christ.
Hey, what Satan means for evil, he will turn it around for good in your life. And let other people around you see that. Let other people around you see that. As we sit up here and we come to an altar to pray over Brother Roger this morning, we're claiming a miracle to be performed. But you know, it ain't only for a miracle to be performed. But if God shows up and meets him right where he is and he performs that miracle, not only is it Brother Rusty and Sister Crystal that sees the almighty hand of God show up, but guess what? It shows every person in that hospital that comes in and checks on him. It shows other folks that comes around and visits him. It shows this church that, hey, that God shows up and he intervenes, that he'll show up and he'll answer our prayers, that he'll show up and he'll do the smallest works in our lives if we'll just allow him to display his glory and his power in our life. This morning, are you allowing the Lord to defend you this morning? Are you allowing him to direct your path? Have you been delivered this morning? Have you been delivered from what you've been facing this week? Have you been delivered what's been going on in your life? Have you given him everything? As our worship team comes this morning, have you given him everything this morning? Do you know the path that you're supposed to be on? Do you know that's where God's got you? Is Satan wearing you out this week? Has he been wearing you out? And you just need somebody to defend you. Jesus Christ, this morning, he's willing to defend you this morning. He's willing to deliver. He's willing to direct you this morning so he can display his power and his glory through you. Let us pray. Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. I pray this morning, Lord God, if there's someone in here just needs delivered this morning from whatever they got going on in their life, I pray that deliverance happens today. I pray, Lord God, if somebody needs a direction from you this morning, God, they don't know where they're at, and they don't know which road to turn on, Lord God, I pray this morning, God, they give their life over to you and allow them to direct their path this morning. Father, if there's somebody in here fighting Satan this week, they've been fighting him over their family, over their work, over their finances, over their sin, Father, they need a defender this morning. I pray they find themselves at the feet of Jesus this morning, at the feet of you, asking for your defense to defend Satan, Father God, to get them out of their way, out of their life. Father, I love you. Father God, I thank you. I ask you just bless this time and invitation. It's in your name I ask and I do pray. And all God's people say.